You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm joined this morning in the studio by Kate Lochte and Murray State faculty member, attorney, and bassist for the rock group Soul Dog, Kevin Qualls. Kevin, welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you, Tracy. I'm pleased to be here today.
And you're not the only attorney in Soul Dog.
No, we have another one. David Booth, who is our lead guitar player and also a prolific songwriter. He's with the firm McMurray Livingston in Paducah. David Booth's also an attorney.
So promoters pay them.
And your other band members include?
Well, there's Terry Fox. Terry Fox has played in bands in Western Kentucky for over 40 years. Most recently, prior to Soul Dog, he was playing with the Pillow Fighters. And he is just an all-around accomplished musician. The tracks that I think you're going to play today were recorded in his studio over in Mayfield. And he plays organ, keyboards. Rick Burris is our drummer. And Rick is a JMC student from Murray State. He's about my age. He spent most of his life as an AP war photographer and then came back to school a little bit later. So he's our drummer. And then our saxophone player is Chuck Haney, who also has MSU ties, did his undergraduate and his master's degree in music from here, and he teaches at Murray Middle School.
Now, you're on the bill for the Lowertown Arts and Music Festival. I think you're on stage at 5 tomorrow?
We're doing the main stage at 5 o'clock. And then at 7:30, we'll be over on the Harrison Street stage, and we'll do another 45-minute set there.
Set up this track as Flava.
As Flava?
Yeah. What are we going to play that's going to give our listeners an idea of who you are?
We play old guy music from the 60s and the early 70s and soul music. And this first track that I think Tracy's about to play is called Thank You. It's a fun song. Well, it's really interesting. We play out. A lot of people say, hey, I really like that ZZ Top song. Well, actually, it was a Sam and Dave song, and it's a song called I Thank You.
I want everybody to get up off your feet. Get your arms together and your hands together. Give me some of that old Soul Dog clapping. We'll be right back.
would like to thank you for the boys and myself, and we hope we pass the audition.
West Kentucky Soul Dog. You'll hear them during the Lordtown Arts and Music Festival that opens tomorrow and runs through Saturday. So you perform regularly where? I know you're at the Big Apple in Murray a lot.
Well, we've played there two or three times over the past couple of years. We try not to play out more than a couple times a month because we have busy lives and we all have our professions and so forth. So we'll play places like JP's in Paducah. We have several dates there this summer. On the 31st, we'll be down at the Breakers Marina down in Paris Landing. And we'll do a 4th of July program at the Carson Center in Paducah and various venues like that in and around Paducah and this in Western
it
Kentucky.
It sounds like you play out a lot.
Maybe about – the summer gets a little busier. About June, July. Last June, I think we played out about 6 or 7 times a month, which is a bit more than, you know, you can do during a school semester. But – our ambition is to get together once a week, either to get together and play for 2 or 3 hours and have fun, or to gig somewhere. And that's kind of the formula we use.
I should imagine that you all have a lot of fun. It sounds like fun. It also sounds like you might be bushed at when you're through playing.
Well, we put some energy into it. But when we play out, we usually do a 3 or a 4 hour set. We play the music that we love, and so it's fun doing that.
Do the times again for your performance at Lordtown. I think I got them confused.
5 o'clock on the main stage, and then that'll be a 45-minute set starting at 5 o'clock on the main stage, and then we'll do a second set of 45 minutes beginning at 7:30 over on the Harrison Street stage.
And these are both on Saturday.
They're both on Saturday.
What do you want to hear next?
Well, our guitar player, David Booth, is a prolific songwriter, and there's a couple tracks we have here that he did. One of them is called Perfect World. And we recorded this one recently. Kevin Gong was the recording engineer on this song, and I think did a great job for us.
She's wrong. She can't admit it. The night is long. Soon the day will begin. And it's gone, it's gone, it's gone. She can't forget it. Oh, she hears his song. It will not end. In the clock on the wall won't stop.
I don't want to single out any of the performers, but Chuck Haney on sax is really...
Actually, I want to interject something there, because that was actually Gary Moore, our friend Gary Moore on sax. And Chuck came to us recently. And I was wanting to mention and give a shout out to our friend Gary Moore. Gary, I guess he's a soul dog emeritus, but Gary played with us for... he played with us for about 3 years. And as you can tell, he did some of the vocals on that. He's a really gifted singer, and he wants to do more singing. And it's kind of hard to play sax and sing at the same time. So he's pursuing some ventures where he can sing more. So on these tracks, that's Gary Moore playing sax, and Gary's just a great sax player.
Well, I'm glad you straightened me out. We're speaking with Kevin Qualls of Soul Dog, a West Kentucky band that's on the bill at the Lowertown Arts and Music Festival this weekend. And I've got to ask you, Kevin, you were explaining how you came up as a musician, as a guitarist, and then shifted to bass. I mean, you were lead guitarist, I assume, and you went to bass.
Well, I was a rhythm guitarist, which kind of fits a little bit better because, you know, bass is a rhythm instrument. I learned to play guitar when I was younger. Several years ago, I had a surgical procedure that damaged a nerve in my left hand, and it was very hard to manipulate and do much, and I lost a lot of feeling. So to try to get back that dexterity, I pulled a guitar off the shelf and started playing for the first time in years. And it was really hard to manipulate those tiny guitar strings. So I picked up the bass and started my recovery by playing the bass, and then I stuck with it. So the good news is I have the full use of that hand again, and I can play bass.
Now, all of you being dudes of a certain age.
Dudes of a certain age. Come on, say it, Kate. We're old.
But I was going to ask, what I know you have a teenage son.
I have a son that's a 21-year-old.
Well, yeah. It's teenage,
I mean. Yeah, I know, yeah.
So what do they think when they listen to y'all? I assume the others have kids as well? Or don't they listen to you? Your music, I mean.
Well, I tell you, last year, Mayfield has us about every year to play the Mayfield Music Festival, and my son showed up to play, and he was really surprised. I said, "What surprised you?" And he goes, "Well, you guys were good." And I was like, "Well," "thanks for your confidence in me, you know." But the young people do seem to connect, and it's really kind of interesting. Sometimes my students will show up, and they'll be shocked because
shocked
because they'll be dancing and having a great time. They'll look up and they'll see me playing bass, and they just freeze like a deer in the headlights. It's like, that's my professor. But they seem to like the music. And, I mean, this music is timeless. It's the music that has stood the test of time. What's amazing, you talk about the age, how much soul music and the songs that we play show up in commercials for products for people who were old.
It's a glorious age.
Yes.
What are we going to hear as a finale here?
There's another song that David Booth wrote. It's called Before the Rooster Crows. And this is one of the earliest Soul Dog recordings.
Never going home. Sometimes it's better, things are left unsaid. Sometimes it's better, things are left unsaid. Never any profit, digging up the dead before the rooster crows. I promise you, someone will be crying. doesn't need to know before the rooster crows. Before the rooster crows. Before the rooster crows. Before the rooster crows. I promise you. You, someone will be crying.
ID the personnel on that track.
Okay, that's David Booth. He wrote the song, and he's playing that just absolutely killer guitar riff on there. That's Gary Moore on saxophone. That was Chaz Evans on drums. He was our first drummer back in year one. And Terry Fox on keyboards. And then also it was Kevin Gong that was the recording engineer on that song.
And now you can hear why I was trying to recruit Soul Dog to enter the Battle of the Bands competition.
Should have entered.
maybe next time. Life was pretty busy this semester all around.
Kevin Qualls, a faculty member at journalism in the Department of Journalism and Mass Communications at Murray State, with friends perform as Soul Dog during the Lowertown Arts and Music Festival starting tomorrow. The festival's free. Parking is free.
It is. It's a wonderful event. I'm going to be there for more than just our performance. I mean, it's a chance to hear a lot of great musicians in the area, and I'm so pleased that the Paducah Symphony Orchestra is doing this. And Soul Dog will be featuring a lot of original music in our sets, because the application process to play is they want to hear some original music. And it's not just music, it's all the arts, and it's just a wonderful thing starting at 3:00 tomorrow and going all the way through Saturday evening.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Kate. Thank you, Tracy. Great time.